And Myrtle Beach is making history today. This is the first year the South Carolina city is observing Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Edwards are paying homage in remembrance of civil rights leaders throughout the state. Then the top three Democratic candidates will end the day squaring off in a debate sponsored by the Congressional Black Caucus Institute and CNN. For more on tonight's debate and other election insight, we are joined now by House Majority Whip James Clyburn. He represents South Carolina and is the highest ranking African-American in Congress. Congressman, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
You have said repeatedly, sir, that you have no plans to make an endorsement of any candidate. As the race heats up, are you still holding to that position? And if so, why are you staying neutral?
Well, I am still holding to that position. And it was because, it is because last year, when we were trying to get South Carolina as the state in the South that would be best suited to be allowed into this pre-primary window, I was asked repeatedly whether or not I would stay out of the contest so that we could have a real good, viable contest. And so I agreed to stay out of it. And I even promised the local Democratic Party that needed this primary to help with its rebuilding efforts that that I would stay out of it. And so I'm keeping that promise so that we could have a real good contest.
A lot has been written about the split that is occurring between black Democratic voters over their support for Obama or for Clinton. Is this a good thing because of the passion that's been aroused in the black electorate, or does it weaken black voting power?
Oh, I don't think there's a rift at all. I think that African Americans are very proud of the way Obama has acquitted himself in this contest. Remember, Jesse Jackson has run for president, so has Al Sharpton. And we know that those were more crusades than campaigns. Obama is now running a full-fledged, very creditable campaign, and African Americans are proud of that. Women are very proud of what has occurred with Hillary Clinton. This is the first time that we've had a woman in position to be possibly be the president of the United States. And so women are proud. They should be proud of that. So why should we deny that same emotion to African Americans who, like women, have been left out of the process for a long, long time?
Well, along that line, Congressman, there seems to be more of an independent spirit among black voters in terms of their not being swayed by the endorsements of others, especially the black clergy. Do you also get that sense, and to what do you attribute that independence?
Yes, I do get that, and I attribute it to maturity. Remember, when I was growing up, the only independent institutions that existed in the African-American community happened to have been the church. So ministers and undertakers have been relatively inoculated or insulated from the system. So as young African-Americans mature, move into the mainstream of our economic parts of our society, that's why we all made the sacrifices we made during the 60s so that the Obamas can, in fact, exist one day. And seem like we have gotten to that day.
We talked earlier about the fact that the CBC debate is tonight. What issues do you expect to hear at that debate, and what issues would you like to hear discussed tonight?
Well, I expect for them to deal with the economy. The economy has come front and center in this overall discussion. There are people who feel that we are really at an economic crossroads in this country, and so that ought to be front and center. But, you know, I am hopeful that we will be asking these candidates what they plan to do about other things like the high incarceration rate of African Americans. Something has to be done to address that issue right away, because what we're doing, we're seeing a whole race of people seem to be hurtling toward destruction, if not annihilation. And so I would hope that issue gets dealt with in this debate tonight.
One last question, Congressman, going back to the race. What is your sense of the role that race is going to play in the presidential contest going forward from South Carolina? And to follow that, how practical is the old Southern strategy that the Democratic Party has used in the past in an effort to win the South?
Well, the Southern strategy was taken to a different level by the Republican Party, where they have actually used race. The South Carolina Republican Party, for instance, used the Confederate battle flag to build participation in its primaries. I think that going forward from here, having an Obama on the race, having a woman in the race, having the first native-born South Carolinian in this race, we'll be able to look at the results in South Carolina. And if you were to take those results by regions, you will be able to determine exactly how race played, if anything, in this campaign, and be able to prepare yourself for the other contests going forward.
Congressman Clyburn, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you so much for having me.
We have been speaking with House Majority Whip James Clyburn. He spoke with us from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.